Chicago was ready to build a new library in the late 1800s. However, it had two challenges. There was little light by which to read the books, and there was plenty of noisy, dirty train tracks near the building. The solution is today's American Countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
After the Great Chicago Fire in 1871, one of the city's objectives was to build a grand library. The building that resulted still exists on Michigan Avenue.
Electricity had been invented and was in use, but it was not very reliable. And so because this was going to be a library and there was a lot of reading going on, the city fathers wanted to make sure that people could read by natural light as much as possible.
The building included several features to maximize natural light, says Maggie Fouché with the Chicago Department of Cultural Affairs.
There is the largest Tiffany stained glass dome in the world. It's 35 feet in diameter, and the glass was actually created and installed by his team of women workers. They found that women were more adept at the kind of delicate, precise kind of handiwork needed for this than the men were.
Glass block floors allowed light from the dome to pass all the way to the lowest story. The old library is full of beautiful tile mosaics. There's a bigger purpose than its splendor, though.
They wanted something that was easy to clean because we're not too far from where the railroad used to go by, and at the time they were powered with coal. And so that would come and, of course, make everything dirty.
As early as the 1920s, the library had already outgrown the building.
There was a plan to tear it down and put up something else in its place, but there was quite a backlash against that, and many ordinary citizens as well as politicians came forward and said, no, we've got to save this building.
Today it is the Chicago Cultural Center, open to the public free of charge, with exhibits and attractions taking place almost every day of the year. Traveling the countryside in Chicago, Illinois, I'm Andrew McRae.